Okay, so I'm sitting here in the beautiful surrounds of the Hideout Cafe on Wellington Road. It's just around the corner from HQ, from Broadcasting House. And I'm here with Miriam Logan and Fiona Devlin. And you're about to have an art exhibition here on Wednesday, the 14th of November. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Pierce.
So we'll start with you, Miriam. So your art is kind of described as you're a visual artist with a deep commitment to the creative process and its role in healing and peacemaking.
Yes. Well, I think that the way to include people is to have diversity and to allow people to express themselves and allow a kind of a multiplicity, if you like, of ideas to come forward. And the creative process and adhering to the creative process creates that kind of climate. It allows for empathy, and yet it allows for boundaries and mutual respect. So yes, the creative process, and I'm a painter, so I love to ground different ideas within a form, and that in turn creates conversation and more ways of bridging differences. And
like anything ideas. In the arts kind of processes, be it a songwriter or somebody who's involved in plays or someone who's involved in painting, would it be the case for yourself that you first kind of got into this as a nearly like a self-therapy point of view, and then it kind of went from there?
Well, yes, to an extent. Like, I have painted and drawn since I was a child, and it was always a way of centering down, you know, around the chaos. So I didn't go into it as a first career. I went into healing and social sciences, and I worked as a mediator for a long time with conflict. But creativity and conflict are kind of two sides of a coin. So it very much, my process kind of took me along the path.
Yeah, would you
back
find your
into
art
painting.
Yeah, would you find your art kind of reflects that process?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the paintings that we have here on the brochure is Poppy 2018. It's 100 years since the First World War, and 60 million people died. The poppy is a symbol of renewal. So I work with expression and symbolism. And yes, I tend to have, you know, another of the paintings that I'll be showing is Dove with Red Cross. Okay. And that's a juxtapositioning of the peace and the humanitarian aspect. So while I don't set out to be an activist painter or to be a propaganda painter, the ideas I work with, ideas flow from life, and they're the ideas
I'm not picking up on a militant side to you, so no. Okay, and I'm also joined with Fiona, who you're described that your work moves between landscape, figure, and more abstract images.
That's right, yes, Pierce. Well, for me, a lot of it is about exploring and trying out different things. I mean, it's another pathway, maybe I'd put it slightly differently, but it's similar. Part of my life journey to be creative and try things. So for me, my painting is maybe kind of reflects a reflective part of myself. So there would be paintings now, for example, that have some kind of dreamlike quality, that are maybe abstract, but really it's about exploring all kinds of materials, colors, and there's a sense for me of trying new things all the time. That's what it's about.
Yeah, and you know, when it's kind of abstract in its colours and all,
yeah.
At which stage are you happy with the process?
That is such a good question. That is the most basic question, the most difficult one to answer, the most difficult one to follow through on, that you just put it like that. Like, there's a painting at the moment now that, in a sense, somebody else might consider it finished. For me, I feel it's unresolved. There are things about it, the surface isn't quite the way I like it to be, and I love texture and I love, you know, layers of colours in the paintings. That's really important to me. And when that doesn't seem to be coming through to me, I'm unsettled. I keep going back to look at it. And sometimes with just the tiniest amount of activity, like I might just decide, oh yeah, another bit of that blue would be lovely. And sometimes a tiny bit of that, and I can turn around and say, oh, that's it. So it's a very strange, and it's an interesting, exciting process when you're experimenting with abstract. But it's also at times quite tricky, you know, because it can take you way off from where you started. And for me, if I can go with that, and, you know, a few years ago I used to be so concerned that I'd be honouring the scene I was painting or whatever. To be free of that is great,
yeah,
and experiment, but it may not be so great when, you know, the uncertainty comes up. Oh, this looks a bit odd. What's this going to end up like?
Yeah.
And questioning myself. But if I get past that and just say, well, it's an experiment.
Did you find in the early stages, though, that you left a lot of unfinished work because of that uncertainty?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. And also left a lot of things behind that I just really didn't like them.
Yeah.
To put it in the most basic. And I may have enjoyed the colours and the paints or trying something new with materials. For me, working with inks, even rice paper at the moment is one of the things I'm experimenting with. I'm actually putting paint on with rice paper now in a kind of a transfer kind of process. And that's fairly new and it's exciting. But some of the end results, I had one there last week that I thought, that's put that back, forget it.
Yeah.
You know, even though I really enjoy doing it. And a friend who's an artist was in the house and she said, why are you leaving that there? And I said, because I couldn't decide how to finish it. And she said, well, maybe it's finished. And then I looked at it again and I could see what she meant. It was actually done.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting experiment.
That's probably the self-critical within
yeah,
you, is it?
Absolutely. That can be very much there. But there's also not knowing, you know. There's a lot about painting. I mean, even going into an exhibition like this, there are three of us
yeah.
going in together to do this, and this is a lovely place, and Agnes is really positive about painting, and, you know, the light is lovely, and it's an ideal opportunity for three people like ourselves to have this space. But, you know, there's a little bit of exposing of yourself and taking a risk and putting yourself out there, and that is never easy. I mean, I have no real reason to be kind of, what will I call it, extra shy or anything like that, but it still is, putting yourself out there is not always easy. Yeah.
No, of course not, I mean, because
yeah.
ultimately, I mean, for somebody we say who's also involved in the arts process, they can kind of read into a lot of that. So you're very much exposing yourself, aren't you?
Yes. Well, I do think that the whole process of drawing on the unconscious comes up in making art. I mean, that's actually its value as well as its challenge, if you like. That we draw from the known and the unknown, and it's those two pieces that, in fact, add to the value of art. It is that it creates new opportunities, if you like, to have different perspectives. To somebody may come in and say, I'd take that picture further. Somebody else may say, it's not resolved for me, whereas it was as resolved as it could be for the artist at that given time. But I think that's the beauty of it. And of course, in the beginning, when you start to paint, you're quite satisfied with your initial marks and gestures and things like that. The deeper you go into the process, the more you learn that you don't know, and that the more then I suppose you start to see what kind of schools of thought, what history, what traditions you're leaning towards, what speaks to you, if you like, your condition. The sort of expressionist movement where people, you know, that painting is, it's about the inner emotions and expression, that I kind of put that together with a minimalism, a still, silent, Eastern. I did aesthetics and an MA in aesthetics, which was comparative aesthetics in the arts. So East-West way of dealing with problems, if you like. The West tends to express head-on, whereas the East tends to move gently, quietly around, allowing nature to solve certain things. But I actually think we're in a time in the world where we have to bring those two things together, and that maybe wisdom lies in being able to know when to be still and when to go forward. You know, so painting allows you process those things and think deeply about them.
Yeah, because, I mean, I suppose it can take as long as you want it to take to do a painting, isn't it? I mean, there's
yeah.
no real kind of time scale
absolutely.
On it.
Absolutely. And that's part of the joy of it. I mean, one of the things that I didn't expect as part of this exhibiting something and other people actually taking your work home with them and looking at it then is that there's a whole other life that goes on after the painting goes to someone's home. And I've only been exhibiting once or twice in recent times, but the feedback from people is very interesting when you meet them afterwards. They said, describe their experience of looking at the painting after they've taken it home, and, you know, some of the things about what it might mean to them. What I had never had any idea about, really, and that I enjoy, is that there's a whole other life that goes on then that actually brings it into other people's
really
homes.
Key. Yeah, that's a really good thing.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Once, a number of years ago, I sold a painting to Turning Point, which is the centre that works with cancer. And a number, in a completely different situation, I met a woman who then said to me, "You know, your painting, that was in Turning Point when I was going through my process, right?" And she actually said to me, it was called Remembering and Mending was the name of the painting, and it was about kind of intergenerational things. And she said to me, "You know," she said, "I used that image," she said, "to hold on to, and that going through the thing." Now, I was actually very moved, because it left me with my piece, but it took on something entirely different for somebody else. And I think Fiona's point is so well made, that paintings take on a life of their own. When
it's kind of like a job done, isn't it? You know, when you get a reaction like that, it's kind of like, well, you know, because you're painting it from something internally in you. And then to have somebody who's going through something, you know, a journey like that, for them to kind of get a comfort, or it's a turning point for them. That's kind of the ultimate aim of it, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, I recently had just a very brief conversation with somebody who's doing art with the third person that's exhibiting with us, Liz Kavanagh.
Liz Kavanagh.
And she does a lot of facilitating of other people's painting and art. And I was speaking to somebody who was with her, and she described her experience of having been at school and being told that she had to stay out of class, art class, because she couldn't draw a straight line with a ruler. And this was when she was a young woman. And that has stayed with her. But now she's actually painting freely because the setting is encouraging, and because everybody around her is painting. And she's got a whole different relationship to art. So there are so many different ways in which art and painting and having a go just really does bring good things to people, I think.
Yeah. Now, Wednesday week, the exhibition is on here in the Hideout Cafe.
That's right.
So it's officially being opened at 7, but people can come here from 6.
6 o'clock.
Are you excited?
Very excited, yes. And I have to say that we're bringing people, because there's 3 of us, we're bringing people from differing sort of groups and together, and we think it will be a very, very nice evening. So,
and of course, because Agnes is hosting it, there will be nice tastes. She's producing food. There'll be, you know, a good atmosphere, and, you know, hopefully people will enjoy themselves for an hour or so. And also, just we should say this, that we hope people will come and look at the paintings anytime they want a coffee here. Pierce, it would be great if people did.
Later, yes.
But that it's a daytime cafe, and so that people know that it's, you know, it's from early morning until 4 o'clock, Monday to Friday. But it'll be here for a good long time, and anybody who wants to chat to any of us, just get our number and name,
and you're accessible.
Happy to chat.
Okay, so always, Fiona, Miriam, and Liz, who's not here, the very best of luck.
Thank you,
Pierce.
Thanks, Pierce.
Yeah.